Blog Talk Radio.
Too much month left over at the end of the money? Tired of stretching out your paycheck to the last penny? Learn how to think like a millionaire, live within your means, and find true financial independence with Heather Wagenhals, Unlock Your Wealth Radio. Tune in to the midweek update for all the tips and tricks you'll need to manage your money. Here's your host, Heather Wagenhals.
Greetings and salutations, everyone. Welcome to the broadcast this fabulous Veterans Day 2009. You are listening to the Midweek Update on Heather Wagenhals Unlock Your Wealth Radio. And we are broadcasting live from the HQ Real Estate and Investment Offices right here in Scottsdale, Arizona. And I am broadcasting our special Veterans Military episode this week. I wish I was at the parade downtown broadcasting live, but I wouldn't be able to bring you all of the quality information that we always talk about this week on Wednesday and every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, or Saturdays at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. We broadcast the Unlock Your Wealth radio program and talk about crisis management and financial wellness tools designed to help everyone, man, woman, and child alike, manage their finances and attitudes for the single purpose of achieving financial independence. And the reason why I said that this is our special military and veterans episode is because we are going to talk today, in addition to our regularly scheduled segments, about specific financial items that are particular to the military. So we're going to talk about that coming up in the broadcast. But as always, we will have Minutes on Your Money, and we will have upcoming information about this Saturday's show. Our key this week, we are clipping through them again. I can't believe it. We're hope for the best, plan for the worst. Last week, we talked about taking emotion out of the picture. And if you didn't have a chance to listen to Saturday's episode, you should go and download it either from the show page or put it on your iPod or MP3 player from iTunes, because it was pretty spectacular. And we were all talking about how we can make effective decisions and keep our passions in perspective. We want to be passionate about making money, but we also want to be able to dissociate our emotions when it comes to making financial decisions that affect our future. It's easy to make instant gratification decisions. So last week's key was so important, and we talked about some incredible things and ways to address emotions and finances. So I would encourage you to download that episode. This week, hope for the best, plan for the worst. As always, what you think about, you bring about. But sometimes catastrophic events beset us, and we're going to talk about how we can have a plan B while continuing to focus on our plan A. Our Investor's Edge guest, I'm so excited because I've been wanting a guest in this category for Investor's Edge for some time, and we will have David Coe joining us this Saturday. He's the founder of Freedom Growth, and he's going to talk to us all about self-directed IRAs. You've heard me mention it from time to time. And yes, you can, in a qualified retirement plan, invest in real estate, capture that cash flow within that retirement account so that income grows tax deferred. And again, when you withdraw, when it's time to draw out on all of that savings, once you are of the eligible age, you can then be only taxed as ordinary income. And usually you're in a lower tax bracket because by that time your home is paid off and you don't have a lot of silly expenses like car payments and things that weigh you down when you're early on in life. So your living expenses go down. So how cool is that to be able to keep more of the money you make? It's ever increasingly more difficult, especially with our current administration wanting to tax the bejesus out of us. So we're going to talk all about self-directed IRAs this Saturday, as well as our Unlock Your Wealth protege, Nikki Payne, will be joining us. And we will be talking all about where she is in her pursuit for financial independence and creating financial stability in her life. She just lost a job, so we'll check in with her, see how she's doing on the job hunt and what she's been able to do to restructure her finances in the meantime. So for this week's Minutes on Your Money here on the Midweek Update, from smartmoney.com, Lisa Scherzer writes about the 401k match is coming back. However, it's not going to be as fat and fabulous as it once was. She writes, as the recession took its toll over the past year, about a quarter of all businesses pared costs by reducing or suspending their matching programs. Watson Wyatt is an employee benefits consulting firm. With a recovery underfoot, companies are increasingly reinstating this fabulous perk for their employees. In the next 6 months, 35% of firms that snipped away at their matching programs are planning to bring them back, according to a recent study. That's up from 24% a couple of months ago. But the 401k is not necessarily going to be back to its former shape. A certified financial planner, Brian Place, and president of Place Financial Advisors, indicates 13% of companies planning to reestablish the match that they said that they'll reinstate at a lower level. Other firms are tinkering with how and when that money gets distributed. And notably, companies are moving from a non-discretionary match to a discretionary match, says Place, which means some businesses are introducing new rules such as tying the match to corporate profits. How might your 401k fare? And here's what you should know. Switching distribution rules. One of the biggest changes that some companies are beginning to base their 401ks on is to match corporate profits. In a Watson Wyatt survey, 17% of companies bringing the match back says that the size of the new match will vary depending on profits. Now, this is not a bad thing, okay? If you know that your 401k is tied to profits, wouldn't that make you, as an individual employee, work that much harder to ensure that there are some? I think that's a really good carrot. As opposed to just guaranteeing somebody money for the future, tying it to some sort of an incentive would probably get more productivity out of their workers. So I don't think that that's a bad thing. But you need to be aware of that. Companies, another thing that you need to be aware of is a company that starts off with a match of 25 cents a dollar contributed to a plan to pay up to 6%. But if the company reaches its stated profit goal, will it match dollar to dollar? The most common formula used by companies is a match of 50 cents on the dollar up to the first 6% of pay, according to the Profit Sharing Council of America, which is an association of companies that provide these types of plans for businesses. Now, other companies are distributing the match money at the end of the year in a lump sum distribution instead of making ongoing contributions. In this case, companies may not be changing the match percentage or amount that they're contributing to, but are waiting to allocate it until the following year using that cash flow for other purposes in the meantime. Okay. This is really good stuff. I know some people are probably thinking, oh, it's not a good thing. But again, creating an incentive for everybody to be more productive in the workplace is not a bad thing. Again, we need a hand up in life. We don't need a hand out. And to go back to a very popular cliche, if you give a man a fish, he eats for a day. If you teach a man to fish, he will eat for a lifetime. So I think that there's become a lot of complacency in the workplace. And even with all of this downsizing, right-sizing, companies going out of business, and all of that going on, I still think that people feel like they're serving time as opposed to making a contribution to the workplace. And if you expect your private company to be around, you need to make sure that they're profitable, because why on earth would they employ you if there wasn't some benefit to them? This isn't just about your paycheck. This is about you bringing value to the hour that you're charging them for in the form of a salary or an hourly wage. So the fact that companies are still interested in giving to their employees and creating yet another benefit through the 401k program is a strong indicator that companies still care. Now they're just adding a little bit more incentive for you to get that match. And if you've never even participated in your matching programs with employers before, it's a silly thing to not participate in the program because it's free money. It's truly free money. So you have to think about, what am I doing? And what am I doing with my money, my pre-tax dollars? I need to have those invested, because Social Security does not exist for me and you in my generation or those after us. So this is a great thing that we need to be thinking about. Here are a couple of downsides for the plan participants, as Lisa Scher writes. And she says that there are some clear disadvantages for employees in the profit-based arrangement. One is that workers don't know what they'll be getting as a match, or if they'll be getting one at all. But again, this is an opportunity to save pre-tax dollars. And any time that you can avoid giving Uncle Sam a little bit more to take care of somebody else who isn't working as hard as you should be something that you should be participating in. So whether or not your employer matches, you should be saving this way. Also, since the added match money isn't invested periodically on some of these programs where they wait till the end of the year to determine profits, employees miss out on the benefits of dollar cost averaging, which is a strategy that ensures that you are investing when prices are low. Now, I think that verbiage is inaccurate. It maximizes your investment, and you capture investments at a variety of price points, so your total average investment is lower than if you just bought when the market was high or when the market was low. So you can be consistent over time and not have to wait for the pace of the market. However, if you are investing in your 401k, regardless of employer match, you're still going to get the benefits of employee matching. So I think that that's a veiled threat, but not a significant argument. There's no real way to know if your company is going to restore a match contribution. You can ask your human resources department, but they may or may not be obligated to disclose that intention of the company to you. It's really important that you take advantage of this regardless of what your employer is doing. Now, while firms have felt the need to temporarily shelve or scale back some of the matches for financial reasons, it's unlikely that a company will do away with it totally, but you need to maximize that. And think about this as a segue to our upcoming guest that we're having this Saturday, and self-directed IRAs. If your employer decides to eliminate their program totally, or you leave that company and move on, remember, if you take a distribution of that money, you're going to get gouged twice. Okay, you get the whack from Uncle Sam for not paying the taxes that you paid when it was earned because it's pre-tax dollars. And then number two, if you take that as a cash distribution, you're going to receive another penalty on top of that. So you're losing so much money. Instead, one of the things that you can think about, and a super good reason to listen to this Saturday's broadcast, is we are going to talk about how to roll that over into another qualified plan, such as a self-directed IRA, where you can then invest those funds in real estate and have income-producing real estate generating not just capital appreciation inside a qualified plan, but also creating cash flow, which is just more dollars invested, more dollars invested. So it's something to think about. So, yeah, let's hope that our economy does rebound like everybody says it is, and that our employers will make contributions. But in any case, my advice to you is to still max out the plan while it's in place and available. And if you are able to get an employer match, more power to you. It's like free money. If I said, I'll give you 20 cents for every dollar you put in this fund, you need to do it, because it's like a free 20 cents. It's instant money. You don't have to wait till it earns. So we have more fabulous news, tips, tricks, and information coming up on this special broadcast, this Veterans Day, and our all-military advice special. You're listening to the Midweek Update on Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio. Stay tuned for more right after this.
Like, has your cell phone or iPod ever totally run out of battery before? Maybe you're somewhere without power, like fishing, camping, or the beach. Now you can have all the power you need. The K3 Charger by Kinesis Industries uses wind and sun to charge your devices anytime, day or night. Use the wind and sun to store up charging power or charge your device right on the spot. Available now for $99.95 at www.kinesisindustries.com. That's Kinesis, K-I-N-E-S-I-S, Industries.com. Like, go there, totally.
Hi, this is Melanie, and I'm part of Two for the Road USA. I'm the X from Boomer and X. I've been test driving cars for several years, but in the last 18 months, I found it difficult to get in and out of the test vehicles. I kept complaining the manufacturers didn't make the seats large enough until I realized it was me who was too large at 220 pounds. Thanks to the Duradori weight loss program, I lost 50 pounds. The Duradori program is physician-supervised, non-surgical, safe, and effective, and you can lose up to 5 to 10 pounds the first week and 15 to 20 in a month. I did. It controls hunger and trains your body to burn fat, all on an easy-to-follow regimen of exercise, hydration, and delicious, healthy eating. It is a three-phase program combining medication, nutrition, and exercise. This is an affordable program with counselors available at any time. I went from a size 20 to a size 10 in 7 months, and I feel like a different person. Check out my photos on twoforthroadusa.com. Click on Watch Melanie Lose Weight on Duradori. Call Duradori now at 480-661-9662.
Karen Gurm here. You probably recognize me as your segment host for News by the Numbers. Did you know I am also one of the certified NLP practitioners and a financial coach here at the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation? The most successful people in life have coaches to guide them along their chosen path. Tiger Woods, Michael Jordan, Tony Stewart, Tom Hopkins, Robert Kiyosaki all had coaches. Whether it was their father, someone else's father, or another person who helped them to shape their desires into an achievable path to success with a system of accountability where quitting was the only way to fail. Each of these people had someone who didn't see them as they first were, but as the person inside they knew they could easily become. Financial coaching can be the single addition you need to become financially independent. Call the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation now for your free consultation. 1-866-966-9420. 1-866-966-9420. Or visit us on the web at www.unlockyourwealth.com.
Even in today's economy, I, Count Dracula, have had to foreclose on my castle. But because of Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio, I have not only reacquired my castle, but I have opened a resort for the undead. Tune in to Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio. She's the only one not trying to suck you dry.
Here I am. Oh, you thought I wouldn't show up? You thought you could take your credit cards, live beyond your means, spend all you want, not budget a plan, and avoid me?
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. You are listening to the Midweek Update on Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio on our very special military edition this Veterans Day 2009. And as I had encouraged all of you before, because the 30-minute segment on Wednesdays is a little bit more footloose and fancy-free, we have time to answer listener questions. So if you have a question you would like to have answered on the show, just drop us an email at MWU, standing for Midweek Update, MWU at unlockyourwealth.com. MWU at unlockyourwealth.com. And if you are the lucky person who has your question answered on air, you will win a free credit report review valued at $75 from one of our certified credit report reviewers at the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation. So how fabulous is that? So Kristen writes in this week, and she says that she is curious about how to advise a friend. This friend of hers and his former wife have about $70,000 in debt, and he feels like he should sell his house in order to pay it off. And the problem is the equity is about what is owed, so they'd break even, but then they wouldn't have a house. So she wants to give him some advice to tell him what he needs to do. And so the best way to look at this, Kristen, is you have to determine, first off, if your current debt situation is manageable, not including the debt that you have from the previous relationship. So if you are currently able to manage comfortably your personal debt on the residence itself, and that you're going to spend probably about that same amount renting somewhere else, and if you don't have the money for a down payment on a new place, and your best position financially is to be a homeowner, it may make more sense to evaluate exactly what the debt is and try to restructure that debt with the individual creditors. Now, whether or not you're current with that debt or not is also going to play into your favor. But you have to take a look at what's going on currently. And is it just about eliminating that debt and relieving the obligations and any further contact in the future with that former spouse? Or are you still going to have to communicate with that person and address other concerns like children and other things like that? Because it just might be a better bet to restructure the debt if the level of savings is going to inconvenience this person to the degree where they are going to be more financially burdened by trying to rent and losing their tax benefits of home ownership. And if they're not in a position to pay off the debt, more than likely, they're probably not going to be in the position to put a down payment on another property. So there has to be an evaluation of all the debts and what the current obligations are moving forward outside of those previous relationship debts. So definitely do an assessment like what we talk about on the broadcast. In our second key, take action, make assessment. You got to take a look at everything, not just the particular debts that are owed from the previous relationship, to make these determinations. And for writing in, you now are eligible for your own free credit report review with one of our certified credit report reviewers at the foundation. And additionally, if your friend is interested in a personal consultation, we'd be happy to facilitate that. If you are interested in moving forward with financial coaching or have some sort of interest, please make sure that you pick up the phone and give us a call. We will give you a no-cost consultation if that's something that you're interested in. And that number is 480-522-1066. 480-522-1066. So thanks for the question. There was a tongue twister now, wasn't there? Thank you for the question, Kristen. So I made mention of this being a fabulously military-based show. First off, I would like to dedicate this show to my fabulous younger brother, who has dutifully served in the armed forces for the last 20 years, both here and abroad, doing some very sophisticated things and doing some things where we had very limited or non-existent contact with him for very big periods of time. So I love my brother dearly, and I am very grateful to the commitment that he has made to making sure that all of us are safe, both here and abroad. And I wanted to talk about the credit issues that concern military folk that traditionally aren't issues for us as individuals who live and work in the United States all the time. Deployment tends to create some interesting challenges for active duty military personnel. One of those challenges is it's a little difficult to go online and pay your bills routinely when you're in a bunker stationed in a foxhole in a third world country. I don't know why that's a problem, but evidently it is. Just kidding. So given that it's not always easy to make sure that bill pays occur on time, and it's not always a good thing to leave automated bill payments to go and direct deposits to always occur, while it's a fabulously great convenience if you are stuck in a foxhole in a third world country where you do not have traditional access to online bill payment systems, you don't want to leave that to chance. And so what a lot of military personnel can do, and they're not aware of this, they can do two things. One, to protect their credit rating, and two, to protect their credit. The first thing that they want to do is call all their creditors when they're deployed, and this is not always an option. I know that my brother has gotten orders to leave, and it's in 12 hours, and he finds out late in the evening when most people are already at home and their businesses are closed for the day. So he may not have an opportunity to. But if you are able to make notes and call your creditors and let them know that you will be deployed, they must offer you the option to defer payments for at least 6 months without damaging your credit rating. What happens is interest will still accrue, but because a payment isn't due, therefore you cannot be marked late. Okay, so that's the value of that. And they can do a forbearance for up to 6 months, and all you have to do is provide your written orders to that individual creditor, and they can take care of that for you. Additionally, with the new FACT Act came a lot of new added protections for individuals, especially with this favorite buzz phrase that we talk about called identity theft. Now, for those of you who have been listening to this show for a while, you know that identity theft is more than just your credit rating. But as a military person who is going to be deployed overseas, you can put an active duty alert on your credit profile, which means anybody back here that has access to your Social Security number cannot apply for credits in your name unless they go through a series of verifications, and because you are stuck in a foxhole in a third world country, that won't be possible, and so no creditors are allowed to issue new credit to anyone without extra identification. And I'm not just talking about being able to fax over a driver's license if you happen to leave your wallet behind. We're talking where they have to do in-person verifications, and because you were deployed and it's documented where you're deployed, unless they're verifying it from that foxhole in a third world country, nobody is going to be able to assume your identity and damage your credit while you're gone. So those are the most important things that a lot of service personnel are not aware of or unable to take care of, and they go and they get deployed, and they sacrifice, you know, limb and potentially life for our country, and then they come back and their credit is totally mangled or their identity has been stolen while they've been deployed. And most of them are just not aware of the resources that are available for them for both credit rating protection as well as identity theft protection. And I wanted to bring that to the forefront, especially because today is Veterans Day, because so many of our service personnel do so much for so little financially. The minimum thing that can benefit them is to at least be able to protect their credit rating so they can provide for their families while they're away and protect themselves while they're gone, so when they return, they can have a peaceful reentry back into civilian life and life with their family. So, again, I dedicate this show to my brother and all service personnel, both active duty and veterans. We are so grateful for your commitment that you have made to our country and your belief and willingness to sacrifice your own life and limb to protect all of us, even those of us who don't share the same opinions about whether or not deployment is right. And whatever the political leanings are of the day, you're there to protect everybody's right to have their own opinion and to be able to live freely and safely in this country. And so I personally am grateful to all that you have done for our country and for the folks living in it, whether they're grateful or not. Again, we have a fabulous episode coming up this Saturday. Hope for the best, plan for the worst, and we have our special guest on our Investor's Edge, David Coe, talking about self-directed IRAs. So I can't wait to finish out the rest of the week and meet you all back here at Blog Talk Radio on Saturday. Thanks for joining us. You are listening to the Midweek Update on Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio. We will chat with you again on Saturday.
What happened?